Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hundreds of international flights now canceled or delayed after a cyber attack hit electronic check-in and boarding systems at several major European airports. At London's Heathrow Airport, traveler Teresa Politrova.
Workers here have no information. They're not very helpful. So it's been a very, really stranded.
Brussels Airport asking airlines to cancel half of scheduled departing flights there tomorrow. Amid ongoing issues, London Heathrow and Berlin Brandenburg are most impacted. President Trump said he intends to nominate his former defense attorney, Lindsey Halligan, as his choice to lead the Eastern District of Virginia. She has zero prosecutorial experience and takes over from Eric Siebert, who resigned Friday after saying his office found no evidence of wrongdoing by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Signing a bill, Governor Gavin Newsom making California the first state in the country to ban face coverings on federal agents amid continued immigration raids. This is ABC News. Glendale, Arizona tomorrow will welcome thousands of people taking part in the memorial for conservative youth activist Charlie Kirk. ABC's Christian Cordero tells us everyone should expect a very thorough screening before entering.
It's been described as TSA levels of security. State Farm Stadium holds 63,000 people for a regular football game. They expect up to 100,000 people to show up. It's open to the public, but there are also speeches expected from President Trump, from members of the administration, from Kirk's family. Law enforcement officers have described this as the highest threat level in decades.
Get ready for it, Swifties. Taylor Swift is returning to the big screen for a limited time in October for the official release party of A Showgirl. The event, announced by Swift on social media, will premiere exclusively in AMC theaters across the country and internationally from October 3rd through the 5th. That's the same weekend that her 12th studio album, A Life of a Showgirl, is set to be released. Dave Packer, ABC News.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society Thrift Stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I am Rocker here with Terry Barr.
Hello.
And Jane Lowey. It's time for Live from the Mad City. Every Saturday night, 8 to 9 p.m., we feature a live performing artist right here in our studio that we interview. And, of course, you can go to our website, civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio to find the podcast that's put up around Monday or Tuesday if you want to come listen to this again. Tonight, Grief Doesn't Knock, It Crashes. For Eric Jelen and of the Mascot Theory, that cosmic hit and run came with his father's passing and then his own battle for survival against a rare and potentially fatal brain condition. Those life-altering experiences have inspired the Mascot Theory's newest album, Cosmic Hit and Run, and it's set to be released in the beginning of October. Here with us tonight, playing songs from their upcoming album, it's Live from the Mad City, presented by Aaron Weber Group. It's the Mascot Theory.
Yay!
Eric,
hello.
Corey, Nick, Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Good evening.
How's it going, friends?
This is a thrill, you guys. An absolute thrill to have you with us.
You know, what is the Mascot Theory? Sometimes I say the Mascot Theory so many times, yeah. I think, well, wait, what's the theory? I mean,
that's a good question. I don't think like I've ever asked that.
Is this like a rabbit hole we can go down like on YouTube? I mean,
it's a pretty small hole to go down. But, way back.
There is a story.
When I used to work at a place, we would do an NCAA bracket pool, and a friend of mine would always choose his based on what mascot would win in a fight. And he lost every year, miserably.
Of
he
course.
Had no problem putting his money down and losing it, but we always thought it was hilarious to watch it. But also, he and I had a list going of like, oh, that's a funny band name, of a whole bunch of just random things that would come up. And the Mascot Theory became one of those listed names. And then when we accidentally became a band years ago, I grabbed one of those names, and who knew? We were going to stick with that.
It's a great name, and now that we know the story behind it, it makes it even, I think, a little more fun.
I want to start a fantasy mascot league now.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun, right? As long as everybody has. Everybody's got to do that.
UFC, you know?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Eric, we're going to start with you. How about that?
Let's do it.
Yeah, Eric Jelen, singer, songwriter, guitarist for, now we know, the Mascot Theory. What do you want to tell us about yourself, and how did you get started in music?
I mean, I started listening to music. I remember my earliest was probably like Sesame Street. I remember like the letter B.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a cool song. And there's like Beatles that are dressed up, puppet Beatles or Muppets, maybe they were. And I'm like, that's a cool song. And not knowing there was an actual real band behind it. But that was probably the first one. And they just had cool music on that. And then, you know, of course, fast forward, my parents, as far as what inspired me to want to do it and write. And my parents were in a band, and I just loved watching live music, you know, drums, bass, you know, all that fun stuff, rock and roll. And so I started kind of listening a little bit more. And then the Beatles anthology came out in the 90s. And that was kind of it for me from a songwriter standpoint. I was like, oh, my word. And watching that through my parents' eyes, because they were rewatching that for, you know, seeing all those memories and all those amazing songs. And I was really getting introduced to the story of the Beatles for the first time.
Wow.
I had known a lot of the songs just from radio stations back in the day, but this was the first time getting the story. So that was when I was like hooked as a songwriter, and to watch this band do it, that was it.
Wow.
What
did they think when Get Back came out?
Ooh, I think they dug that. I liked it a lot. That was incredible. I'm actually really looking forward to the anthologies coming back out again now, and later this year, I think, right?
Yeah.
Now, the new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, is inspired by events of your father's passing and later a diagnosis of a rare brain condition. Tell us about your father, David Jelen.
My dad was an optometrist, and he was an amazing bass player and singer. And that was one of the things I loved about that band that they had, is that, and probably why I was drawn to the Beatles as well. I just love the harmonies. That's always been my thing that I've really enjoyed and always wanted to replicate in any project I ever do, is harmony. So if you want to be in the band, hopefully you can sing. That helps. And I think that was a big part of it. So listening to my dad sing and my mom harmonize with my aunt, and it was just a really incredible experience growing up and watching that. And then I just kind of wanted to replicate that as much as I could.
Let me ask you quick.
Yeah.
Name of your dad's band, and where were they kind of based out of?
They were a Christian rock band back in the like early 80s as we were growing up. And then eventually it sort of morphed into a worship team band at a non-denominational church.
Mineral Point?
It was actually in Darlington.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just for anybody listening that might go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they were the worship team band. And so they would rehearse in a basement and on different Wednesday nights and stuff. And we'd be dragged along to sit and listen, which is awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Did you ever get to play in a band with your dad?
Sadly, well, two times I ever played with him. And ironically or not ironically, it was Beatles songs. So I had a band called Fallen Roadies back in college.
Okay.
And kind of the tail end of that band, it was kind of like post-college before another band kind of started. We had a show at the Mineral Point Opera House in my hometown, Mineral Point. And my dad and I just kind of started getting into like, oh, maybe I want to play some Beatles songs. And dad was like, I know all of them. And so he and I did two times together where we played. We opened that show for the Roadies, that gig. And then we also played in a bar, you know, a bar gig, the same set, wow. All Beatles songs. So really full circle.
How special too.
Yeah.
Mm,
that is special. Well, let's get to some live music from the Mad City with the Mascot Theory presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is from your new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, and it's called As I Lay Here. Is this about the impossible challenge of staying present when everything hurts?
I think it's about staying. It's about learning how to actually get things done or want to get things done, but you can't. You're kind of comatose. You really want to, you know, in this case, my dad was going through a really, really hard 2 years of first a blood infection from a kidney stone and then a pancreas that died and then just complications for 2 years and me. And really that's what this album is about, is me watching him go through that for 2 years. And the last part of it being through COVID, which made it really, really hard to get into the hospital and kind of be a representative for him. So my mom and I and family were trying to get in there as much as we could to help be an advocate for his health care. But that was really what this was about, was like, you feel helpless. Like you want to get something done. You want things to go well. We kept thinking the next thing was going to be the thing that would push him back and get him going again. And it just never did for 2 years. And that's kind of what this album was based on, was how do we deal with that?
Yeah. Everybody can relate to these songs too. So as you listen to As I Lay Here, just really listen to the words. It's really impactful.
All right, they're going to get over to their equipment. We're going to hear from the Mascot Theory. This is live from the Mad City on MagSync Radio. You guys ready?
He's like, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's hear it.
There's a war going on around me. Cannon fire surround me. And in the chaos, I can only think of you. I'm running on fumes of memories. Fine-tune the chemistry. And if I lay here, I can only think of you. There was another way to pick myself up and walk away. But as I lay here, I can only think of you. I like to reenact the final siege. They cut down my cavalry. Then I can only think of you. If only there was another way to pick myself up and walk away. As I lay here, I can only think of you. never been here before. Left paralyzed on the floor. There's a lady here, I can only think of you. Do I have never been here before? Left paralyzed on the floor. There's a lady here, I can only think of you. There's a war going on around me, cannon fire surround me, in the chaos I can only think of you. You're the place. Another time, we could have made it out alive.
Woo! Yes, yes.
How cool is that?
That is so cool.
The mascot theory.
Yes.
As I lay here. And in January of this year, you started recording a new album, but destiny had a curveball for you. Tell us about what happens next. You got this diagnosis.
Yeah. So we started recording this album. We already knew that it was going to be this kind of intense subject matter, just dealing with my dad. It was a concept album that we decided to do. And then we did some drum tracking and some bass tracking at Corey's house, but really from November, maybe even sooner than that, I started having these really horrible headaches and dizzy, vision blurring and all kinds of stuff. And it was like, you know, even through the rehearsals for the album, I was like, guys, I got to sit down for this rehearsal. I got these weird headaches that are just popping up. And so that was about it. We did the session with the drums and bass, and then it was about 2 weeks later that my doctor was like, maybe we should do an MRI. And so we did an MRI and then a second one. And after a bunch of other stuff, we realized I had an arteriovenous fistula in the smack dab center of my brain, right in the middle.
Wow.
Which is basically like an artery and a vein that were connected. And so blood flowing from one to the next, one's pressurized, one's not. It could mean it could blow at any second. And apparently it had been growing that way for 8 years, 10 years. They're not really sure. But they discovered that and then kind of got immediately booked for a surgery that would hopefully take care of that, but it was going to be about 3 months. And so the whole rest of the time...
The waiting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For all of you, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really just like... And it was the directions were, don't do anything. Just like, do nothing.
Yeah,
and,
that's and so then, easy,
and
right?
Fingers crossed nothing goes wrong, even when you're doing nothing. And that was, you know... I had these horrible headaches that got worse and worse and worse. And by headaches, it was also like facial pressure. My teeth hurt. My eyes hurt. The vision was bad. It was just really bad. But even through all of that, I was like, we're going to work on this album as much as we possibly can, because it really, you know, the subject matter meant so much to me with my dad. And then I just was like, this is something for me to do on a laptop. We decided to record the whole thing on our own in the first place. So it was actually... worked out that, okay, while I'm sitting on a couch doing nothing, I can do some mixing or you know, record some guitars or whatever. And so that's basically how we did the whole album, through all of that.
That's incredible.
It is.
Well, let's get back to live music. We have to hear some more of this. Live from the Mad City with the Mascot Theory, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is from your new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, and it's called Got a Grip. Is this about being in the eye of the hurricane?
It's really just about like when everything's just going on around you that's just wrong. Nothing's working out and things just seem like it's all falling apart. You know, a lot of my songs tend to be like a little downer, but there's always a little glimmer of hope, I think. And I think that's what this was, especially through this whole process of this album making it, but also just the theme of the album, you know, dealing with my dad's death and then kind of the grieving process. And that was really what this was about, was like, there's, even with all this going on, there's still a little something that we can hang on to.
Yeah. You know, and he mentioned that it's kind of that concept album idea. Come to their show that's coming up. They've got several, but the one in Madison is on October 5th, and you'll hear this from beginning to end played live.
Yeah, and we're bringing our friend with us. Tyler Durden's going to come down and
rap
for us. Awesome. And I think he's listening right now. So, hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Tyler.
We can't wait to see you.
I'm going to do my best to try to do his part on this one. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Oh, very good. Well, let's hear it. This is Got a Grip. We've been playing this song here on...
All right.
Sunset, painted sky. I passing ships and star-crossed lovers. Peek your eyes from under covers. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset in the sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers. Peek your eyes from under covers. Been hanging on, I've still got a grip. If I take all night, I'll get over this. Been hanging on, I've still got a grip. If I take a lifetime, maybe it's the Teflon coat of pain. Maybe it's the bloodstain on my hand. Maybe it's the center in a breeze. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's me.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got a grip. That is the mascot theory right here on Live from the Mad City. Eric, what was different about the man that wrote the lyrics from the man that was singing them when you were recording?
I mean, the biggest thing was there was a grieving person that had written these lyrics, a grieving person who's trying to heal, who was, you know, writing the songs out of the lyrics. And then all of a sudden, a guy who was facing his own eternity and not knowing what the future was going to be, and sitting and waiting and hoping that there would be a fix and that the fix would work. And that just put a whole new emotional spin on every single song on the album.
Wow, what has, you know, how are you feeling today?
Well, the good news is that I had a follow-up MRI, and they confirmed that the fix worked, so there's no more threat for any kind of a checkout early kind of thing.
Wow.
So that's the good news.
That's incredible.
Unfortunately, I'm still having a lot of the same issues and symptoms that I had prior to, so there's a chance that everything that I had, even though it led to this amazing life-saving thing, it may not have even been related. So that's kind of the weird part of all of this. So we're doing some more medical tests and a lot more things to try to get through it. But, you know, it's a blessing to be able to get out and play music with these fellas and do the best we can day by day, right?
Do you just put it kind of, not to say out of your head, but I mean, that's kind of when you're on stage and you guys are all together, I know what that means to you. So are you just up there thinking, I'm going to play these beautiful songs with my friends, for my friends?
I really just want to make sure I can get through the set. So like if it's something where I'm not feeling great going into it, I might not be jumping around on stage and banging my head around as much as we might normally be doing,
right.
I've worked my way back up to I'm getting more energetic again, and
excellent.
I feel good. On the days I feel good, I feel great. And that's probably the problem, is that I need to dial it down a little bit when I do feel good, so that I don't feel worse when I'm not feeling great, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, and as the mascot theory has kind of evolved, you guys have really become that show that as a fan and a friend, we want to watch you on stage, because you are all like active and running around and jumping around. And it's a great live show. It is so much fun to see you guys.
We have a blast. And a lot of that comes from Mr. Corey Swadley and his ball of energy that he is.
Well, and now he is untethered. So he goes out into the crowd. So if you're going to a mascot theory show, watch out.
That's right.
Corey's coming for you. A lot more interesting.
Yes.
I find myself asking sound techs and sound engineers, is it okay if I jump on your subwoofers? I'm going to need a way to get off of the stage. So I just want to make sure that...
Because we're polite.
Yeah, I was like, is it okay?
You ask
like,
first.
That's right.
That's cute.
I'm going to jump off this stage, and that's where I'm going to land. Is that going
right.
to hold me?
Like, that's... Do you mind if we trash this hotel room? Is that cool with you?
We did have it happen at a gig where I jumped off, and it just so happened right when I hit the top of the speaker, half of the power on the stage went out.
Oh, no.
And it had nothing to do with me because the power was in a completely different place.
But everybody's looking at you.
I'm like, what did I just do? Like, I just broke the thing. And yeah, it was not my fault, but boy, did it feel like it for the rest of the show.
That makes for a good story, at least.
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with the Mascot Theory, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's from your new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, and it's called Final Hour. I'm not going to lie, this sounds heavy.
This was really the first song for the album. It's actually what made me want to do an album like this. It was concept-wise, I had written this. It actually was around when we were in Texas for our last album we recorded down there. This was one of the songs in consideration. And had we have done it for that album, it wouldn't have been the same. So it kind of became this song we set aside for another day. And once Corey and I were talking about what's our next album going to be like, this was the one that I was like, well, this was definitely to do with my dad. It was the exact story of what happened and how one of the nights where we just thought this was it. Every time he went into a surgery, they basically prepped us. This is probably the last one. This is probably not going to come out of this one. And he came out of many of them, and this one included. And in fact, it was a full year after this when he finally had passed away. But this, I remember sitting down in the hospital room and just started jotting down these lyrics, and this was kind of the first song that I'd written out of that whole experience. So yeah, it's what made the whole album kind of be what it is.
Wow. Well, let's check it out right now. The Mascot Theory live here from
tissues,
the Mad City.
Everyone.
Oh,
oof.
Boy. Mm-hmm. This is called Final Hour.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song.
The Mascot Theory.
Taking an unplanned midnight stroll, wandering blind through the unknown, searching for answers only ghosts could ever know. You travel in unpaved gravel road, what you will find there, God only knows. A thief in the darkness or a light to guide you home. Is this the final hour? Is this the last goodbye? Can I get some sleep tonight while these memories collide? Is this the final hour? Is this the last goodbye? Can you make it back to me when shadows fill your eyes? Surrounded by strangers while the symptoms multiply. I try to decode inconceivable plots and winnable games and reachable docks. The meaning of life in the bottom of an empty cereal box. Goodbye. Can I get some sleep tonight while these memories collide? Is this the final hour? Is this the last goodbye? Can you make it back to me when shadows fill your eyes? Da da da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
goodbye. Can I get some sleep tonight while these memories collide? Is this the final hour? Is this the last goodbye?
Wow. Incredible. We will be right back with Mascot Theory with more live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center.
How you doing out there, Paul?
Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, I'm a
four
twin,
locations? That's a high level of convenience. With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Indeed. We are very local and live tonight with the Mascot Theory.
Yeah, buddy.
And I love this. We are getting texts. Let me read these to you just super quick. Yay, Mascot Theory. That was one text. The other one is, oh my gosh, this sounds so great. And you're going to like this one, Corey. Along with everything else, Corey's solos are freaking. And freaking is extended as a word.
Now, that's the kind of enthusiasm
amazing.
We're looking for.
And those are all different texters, which I love.
Oh,
so
that's wonderful.
We have a great audience listening to you
we
tonight.
We appreciate the kind words.
And enjoying you. Let me ask you about this. Let's talk about the band, Eric. I've said, even though you guys are just four people playing together, you sound so much bigger than that. And so we've got to give the drummer some to start with, playing a drum set live in our studio. Paul Metz.
Paul Metz, everybody.
Paul Metz.
Yay.
My next song features Paul Metz on the drums.
We stuck him in a whole different room because he's got his kit tonight.
I know. Yeah. Isn't
but
it
we can
great?
See him yeah. through the glass.
You yep. can see him, and he's looking good.
He always looks good.
Playing,
I'm taking pictures and video to prove all of it, okay. too.
And just so you know, he's mm-hmm. playing a 1963 Rogers drum set, and it sounds killer.
It sounds real good.
Yeah. I thought he'd like to have that out there, right?
I know. You can't classic. Quite hear him, but yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, and then holding down the bass. But I always say this is where things can really go awry if the bass player gets off. You know,
yeah.
like with the drummer, they kind of got to stick together. Nick Fry, Spare Us Any Lonely Basses.
Yeah, buddy.
Jokes, just tell us about Nick.
I don't know. Nick and I are brothers from another mother.
There you go. I
Nick,
love
how
it.
Long have we been playing together?
Over 20 years.
Jeez.
20 years.
When we were 2 years old, we started.
I was going to say, you guys aren't old enough.
Nick, wow. Nick is a very patient man to hang out with this guy.
Here come the lonely bass player jokes.
Oh,
well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with the Mascot Theory presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight is from your new album and is called Constellation Prize. Does this song transform grief into something cosmic?
It's actually like, so what we did is this whole album, when we decided to make it, side A is all kind of about grief, and side B is kind of like, how do you heal through all of that? And then kind of more of a cosmic thing. Okay, what's next? What's next after death? What's after tragedy? And, this song is kind of that cosmic, it's what the name Cosmic Hit and Run comes out of this song. It's just kind of that step back, that, you know, 1 million foot view of, okay, what was all of this about? What is everything here that we're doing here? What are we here for? And it's just kind of like, what's this all about?
That's a great question.
Sounds deep. All right, let's hear it. Constellation Prize. This is the Mascot Theory live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
All right.
Constellation Prize.
The Mascot Theory.
Yeah.
Wow, Constellation Prize. That was incredible. Whew. I love that song.
I'm exhausted and I'm just talking. Wow.
Cordy
so
Swadley.
Yes, sir.
You do double time playing in Lower Fifth. Ooh. And you're here tonight. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well,
how'd you get started playing?
I like long walks off short piers.
I could see his wheels turning. Like, where am I going to start?
You have a comedian in the house.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Where do you come from?
Well, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, born and raised. Yeah. Yep. So my family's from here. And so I live just north of Madison. And I just feel really lucky to have this opportunity to play music with all these wonderful people and to be in places like this that celebrate local music, but original local music.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate how you guys take care of that for us and allow us this opportunity to celebrate what we do. Yeah, and Paul Metz and I have been playing together for, gosh, like 15 plus years now. And he so we've been in the Lower Fifth for a long time. And at the same time, he was playing with Mascot Theory. And so when the opportunity came up about, I want to say 4 years ago Eric and I sat down and he's like, you know what? Might be time. You should come and audition.
Wow. You guys all have a lot
of history. And by audition, we meant you show up and it's yours, buddy. Because we already knew. We just knew the talent.
Like, you'd have to show up without hands to
not
get the job.
You have a guitar. You have a car.
And so we've known each other for a long time. And a lot of it was through our dear brother, Luke Jorgensen. You know, he had recorded, I think,
our first album.
And he was the leader of the Lower Fifth. And so he was kind of a glue of sorts to a lot of this. But there's a brotherhood that's grown from this music scene, and we're just happy to be a part of this greater Madison music scene that is just so amazing.
It really is. Yeah. We're just so thrilled to have all of you, the whole band.
We all fit. I can't believe we're all standing on this desk together.
It's the tiny desk.
It's a tiny desk. It's a tiny desk concert. I sleep in a drawer.
Oh, no.
Mascot Theory has Mascot Theory has a pair of record release parties coming up. Cosmic Hit and Run.
Yeah.
Terry, up in your neck of the woods in Appleton.
Yes.
Friday, October 3rd at Gibson Music Hall, Atwood Music Hall here in Madison on Sunday, October 5th.
I get to ask questions that evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What? You're up on stage with them?
I don't know why. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a different kind of show. This isn't like just a normal performance.
No, we wanted it to be something different. You know, this album was such a different kind of album for us and a different kind of process. And but we're so super proud of it. But we're like, I think we want people to like sit down at this show and like just kind of like take it in. And we're going to perform the whole thing in its entirety. We've got a big part of this album was kind of the connectors between everything. And we just wanted to make sure we played that in a live setting that just kind of fit what it was. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to have an interview right before that. So we have a chance to kind of talk about the album a little bit before we play it. Yeah. Give a little prep.
It's going to be amazing. I cannot encourage people listening enough to come to these shows, either one or both, because it is. It's going to be different. And having them play the entire album from beginning to end.
Wow.
I can't wait.
And we got some guest artists that are going to come up. We've kind of been able to take all the found sounds and the soundscapes that we wrote for all the in-betweens, and we're going to be able to recreate it all live.
Yeah.
Wait, and Miles Nielsen is opening the show?
What? Be there, and yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Is he like solo or is that with
his
band?
He's doing solo acoustic, yeah. He's going to do a rare solo set, and it's going to be amazing.
I've never even heard of that before.
Ha-ha.
This sounds like a great show. And Terry, on stage interviews.
I am.
This is just crazy.
It could be if they're allowing me on stage with them. Yes.
It'll be a party indeed. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with the Mascot Theory, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called "Still Here," and is this song about the stubborn will to keep it going?
This is the last song on the album, and it was the hardest one for me to record my lyrics for, and I actually changed them a little bit because going through all the stuff I was going through in the recording process, it was like, oh, this is a little different now. And and I had to think about the lyrics are very specifically, I'm still here, I'm still breathing. And it took me a lot of tries to get that thing recorded after try after try after try, and just like not being happy with it and not trusting my ears, and also just like being able to get through it. And so this was the last thing that I recorded for the entire album. And it's the last track.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I changed the words again. Yep, I changed the word again. Just kind of kept meaning something different to him or something more. And I'm like, all right, man, just keep going. Just let us know when you're done.
Keeps you on your toes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's check it out. Still here, this is the Mascot Theory. Songs from their new album, Cosmic Hit and Run. You're listening to Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to give this life a little more meaning. Oh.
Oh my goodness, yes. Woo! Woo! That is the Mascot Theory, and their song's still here. Some of these songs are being played live here to be heard for the first time because these albums and CDs aren't even out yet.
That's right. That's quite a preview.
We,
you guys have like the first copy sitting on your desk right now.
I saw that earlier.
Yes. Wow.
A record.
Exciting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Eric, one last question
before
we go to the final song. You believe in the healing power of music.
Yeah, I mean, this album got me through. So I think if there's anything to be taken away from it, yeah, it helped me heal, at least from a mental standpoint, and give me something to do and get my mind off of things at the time. So yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. You have so much great music before this album. Would you mind playing out to the end of the show
this
song from your previous album, Sign of Life? And it's called End of the Line. Sure. And we're just going to have them take us right out to the top of the hour. And on behalf of Jane and myself and Rocker, thank you guys.
All right. Good
night. Take it away.
We'll see you next week.
WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A mass shooting tonight in New Hampshire. Police say multiple people were shot at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua. Nashua police say there was one shooter, and that person is currently being detained. At least one person is reported to be critically injured. President Trump threatening Afghanistan unless the Taliban returns Bagram Air Base to the U.S. The president this evening.
But we're talking now to Afghanistan, and we want it back, and we want it back soon, right away. And if they don't do it, you're going to find out what I'm going
to
do.
Tomorrow, the president heading to Arizona, where he'll deliver remarks at the memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Vice President J.D. Vance will also speak. Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill making California the first state to ban most law enforcement, including federal immigration agents, from covering their faces while conducting official business. This is ABC News. Attorneys for Louisiana.